Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Okay, let's take a few minutes, as we do every week, to look at news that broke on social media.
Air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Pan Am Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
Now, that's the theme from the Showtime series Homeland, Claire Danes playing a CIA agent battling mental illness and terrorists from Iran to Afghanistan. But this past week, the show exploded on social media. Femi Okeh is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robin.
And on this week's episode, Dane's character was walking through what purported to be a Syrian refugee camp past walls of graffiti. We hear the phrase, if these walls could talk, these did. What did they say in Arabic?
Well, in Arabic, as you were walking through this very authentic Syrian refugee camp, on the walls, Black Lives Matter, Homeland is not a series, Freedom Now in HD, Homeland is racist. And the artists who did that are known as the Arabian Street Artists. And one of the artists tweeted out yesterday, "We have broken the internet. Hashtag Homeland hack."
Well, they hacked the show, but not in the typical cyber way. They legitimately were hired by the show to put graffiti on the wall.
It was so clever. The producers wanted authentic graffiti on the walls. They called in the Arabian Street Artists to do the graffiti. Homeland has a reputation, and its reputation is perhaps it might not be the most authentic representation of parts of the Middle East, of Afghanistan, of Pakistan. These are really big areas that the series actually covers. And people were very upset about how these areas are represented, particularly if you're from the Middle East or you're from Pakistan or Afghanistan. Let's just say they may be a little bit stereotypical. So the artists thought, how do we subvert this a little bit? So they started out writing little proverbs that you would have to read behind the message. And they realized no one was paying attention to them. So they just out and out put subversive graffiti on the walls. Nobody noticed until the series went out just a week ago.
Well, the show has long been criticized, not for just being a white versus people of color program, but for getting it wrong. I mean, in the first season, Homeland said Al-Qaeda was an Iranian venture. Many people know Al-Qaeda is Sunni. Iran is Shia. They're actually enemies. Lebanon's tourism minister criticized the show. He's threatened to sue because they portrayed a really fashionable street in Beirut as, you know, a center for militia violence when it's actually, you know, very cosmopolitan. So there's long been criticism.
So let me give you an example just to back that up. Bassem Septi, he was responding to this huge hilarity on the internet because of this. Basically, it was a practical joke. And Bassem Septi writes and does social media content for the World Bank. He says, it's clear they don't know the region that they are attempting to represent. That's sort of Showtime's homeland. But the graffiti artists, there are three of them, Hiba Amin, Don Rock, and Karim Kapp, and an artist known as Stone. And they said that their critique for Homeland was, it provides inaccurate, undifferentiated, and highly biased depictions of Arabs, Pakistanis, and Afghans. And that is why they wanted to actually do a hack inside the actual production. And also, you may be wondering, what on earth were the show creators thinking once they realised that they've been really embarrassed around the world? Alec Ganser is the co-creator of Homeland, and he says, we wish we'd caught these images before they made it to air. However, we can't but admire this act of artistic sabotage.
No, because that's the edgy nature of the show. Quite something. Where should we go, Femi, if we don't speak Arabic and we want to see some of this conversation online?
A couple of hashtags to use, and it will take you straight to the story and also straight to the artist as well. So look at hashtag Homeland hack. Look at hashtag Homeland is racist. And there were a couple of graffiti artists, the ones who were responsible for this graffiti, at Hiba Amin, at Don Rock, and at @.CK, and you can go straight to the source there. And if you're really curious and you can read Arabic and you want to look back at that episode, the tradition of hospitality is the episode where you will see the subversive graffiti.
Well, we'll put the hashtags and Twitter handles at hereandnow.org. That's Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.